Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Else.
remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it.
About your future.
Amen. We give God praise on tonight. We are excited about the word of God, excited about prayer. Hallelujah. Jesus said we ought not to cease for prayer. The Bible says in the book of Chronicles, it is recorded, if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and if they would pray, seek my face and turn from wicked, evil, sinful ways, they will hear from heaven and I will heal the land. So I thank God the word declared and decreed, where two or more gather in the name of Jesus, he will be in the midst of us. As two or more to touch and agree, they shall have what they ask of him according to the will of Almighty God. Pastor Anthony's here. It's Pastor Rebecca, the new creation Christian in Ministries Church family. We thank God for those assembled, those that will call in, even those that will listen to the recording at a later time. There is power in prayer. Come on, somebody. There is power in prayer. And we believe in the prayer of faith, and we believe in the power of prayer. About the prayer of faith, we're going to read from the brother of Jesus, James, the book of James, the fifth chapter. He writes something so wonderful here, and we thank God for these Tuesday night prayers, intercessory prayer time, hallelujah, standing in the gap, believing God that he hear our prayers. And I know there are many testimonies on this line about the goodness of God and what he has done in and through our lives. Amen. And watch this, what he will do. Come on. We ought to get started, get excited about tomorrow. Get excited about your future. Get excited. Start anticipating God to move like he's never moved before. You're about to experience a move of God that you've never experienced before. You're going to encounter God like you have never encountered God before. He says, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. James chapter 5, verse number 13. The book of James, the fifth chapter, the 13th verse. And it says this, people of God, is any among you afflicted? The New International Version says, is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders or the pastors of the church, and they, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, there it is, shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. The prayer tonight, he says, if there's any among you afflicted or suffering, let him pray, or let her pray. In other words, we must first pray for ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank God for the prayer line. Thank God for intercessory prayer. But James instructs those of us who are suffering, those of us in infirmity, those of us who are being afflicted, he says, let him pray. So we have to pray. We have to go to God in prayer. We must go before the throne of grace. Not just the quick prayer, but depending on what you're going through and what you're dealing with, you may have to stay a while with God and talk to God, cry out to God, have a conversation with God, pray to God, supplication. That means the prayers that go up, supplications. Bring your supplications and your concerns, your cares to God. Is any merry among you? If somebody's getting a praise report, if somebody's getting a good outcome or a successful testimony, we ought to rejoice with them. Amen. He says, if they're merry, let them sing songs. And this one says, if any among you sick, let them call for the elders of the church. They'll pray the prayer of faith in the name of the Lord. Anointed with oil, and praying in faith, the sick shall be saved. If you're experiencing sickness in your body, if there's something, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that is not supposed to be going on as it relates to your temple, your flesh, we're going to pray tonight, and we're going to believe God tonight, and God is going to move tonight. Amen. God is going to do the miraculous on tonight. We believe by faith is impossible, kato oshata, with God. And he goes on to say about the sins, they will be forgiven. And here it is. Oh, I love it. Verse 16. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another that we might be healed. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man or woman worketh much. So when we pray, there are many religions in our day. There are many things going on in our day where people are ascribing to being spiritual. But he says the distinction, oh, glory, I'm thinking about Easter Sunday again. Our Savior got up with all power in his hand. He's a living Savior. So when we pray in the name of Jesus, who is seated at the right hand of God the Father, yet interceding for us as we are praying tonight, Jesus will send angels. Jesus will heal you. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power in and through your life. The name of Jesus has power, authority, and ability. That name which is above every name. Sickness cannot stand up to that name. Disease cannot stand up to that name. Infirmity cannot stand up to the name. We win, beloved. But it's all right here. And James is reminding us tonight that we ought to pray for each other. We ought to ask the pastors and the elders and those prayer warriors for prayer. And then we are to lift each other up in prayer to a heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for prayer tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Every sickness and disease right now, we bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. Because you said through your word, what we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And right now we're binding that sickness up off of the people of God in the name of Jesus. Regulate the breathing, regulate the blood, regulate in the name of Jesus every muscle, every nerve, regulate, hallelujah, the digestive system, all organs working according to your will, in the name of Jesus. We are the temple of the living God. We have been brought with the blood of Jesus. So right now, I plead the blood of Jesus over every life. Lord, have your way. From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, we speak wellness. We speak wholeness. We speak deliverance. We speak restoration in the name of Jesus. Pain, hallelujah, you can't stay no longer. Oh, glory be to God. We remove by faith right now every spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said our prayers availeth much. You said our prayers work. You say, in the name of Jesus, when we pray for each other, things happen. We're going to push, pray until something happens. Oh, anybody pushing tonight? That acronym, P-U-S-H, pray until something happens. Don't give up on prayer. Don't give up on God.
Yes.
God is awesome.
Yes.
He healed me of cancer. Oh, hallelujah. God will heal you of cataract. God will heal you of glaucoma. God will heal migraine headaches. God will heal sugar diabetes. God, in the name of Jesus, will heal high and low blood pressure, irregular blood disorders. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, every joint, every ligament, every muscle, we speak those things that be not as though they are. And God, you said in your word, you will satisfy us with a long and healthy life. So we're speaking the word of Almighty God on tonight. Speak over your life tonight. Oh, hallelujah, Pastor. I feel God tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus, sickness is jumping off of the people of God. Sickness can no longer stay in the bodies of the men and women of God. We bind that thing up tonight. Matter of fact, we're binding up poverty. Oh, glory be to God. We're binding up lack. If you are in a dry season right now, God is about to saturate your seed. Hallelujah. Get ready for growth. Get ready for increase. Get ready for multiplication. Get ready for surplus. Oh, receive it.
Yeah.
Say, Pastor Anthony, I receive it by faith. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
He said, be fruitful and multiply and increase.
Yeah.
So, God, we, according to your word, signs, wonders, and miracles following us who believe. So, God, we believe the word. That's why Pastor Rebecca played that song by James Fortune, I Believe. He said, all things are possible.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All things are possible.
Hallelujah. Thank
for those who believe.
Hallelujah. We thank
and if you believe by faith right now, oh, my God, I feel the fire of God just burning up anything that's not of God.
Yes, Lord.
I feel a combustion in the air.
God, thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Lord.
He said, we can go through the flood and we will not drown. We can go through the fire and we will not be consumed. We're going to be tried. Our faith is going to be tried. But this is why we come on Tuesday night to pray. Yeah, the devil is busy, but he has no power over you. He has no authority over you or me. Jesus said, I have given you all a power over the power of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The great one is greater on the inside of you than he that is in this world. As Pastor Rebecca continues to pray, we're believing prophetically the word of God. He said, greater works will we do than he did. And we will do greater works if we believe it. Hallelujah. Be it unto you according to your faith.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
If you got faith that you're well, you are well. It's not how you feel. It's not what you see. But believe by faith that it's already done. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. God, you are good and you're worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy of our praise. And we praise you on today, God. You are just so awesome, Lord. We love you today. We worship you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, God. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for every person on this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And just ask that your peace will move through each and every home, that your peace will move through each and every heart and mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bind up the spirit of frustration. We bind up the spirit of fear. We bind up the spirit of strife. We bind up every spirit, oh, my God, that's contrary to your will for the people of God. And we declare victory over every life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are worthy. You are able. You are awesome. My God, you are the Almighty God. We thank you that even after this Resurrection Sunday. We thank you, Lord, for resurrection.
Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you that you got up, oh,
he
God.
Got up.
With all power in your hand. My God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we have the victory, my God, because of the blood that was shed on Calvary. We praise you and we worship you, Lord. We pray for those who have been victims in the YouTube shooting, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Father God, right now, hallelujah, that you will, we ask, Father God, that you will comfort those families, God, that you will, Father God, just let your peace go throughout the land, oh God. We bind up all of these shootings, the spirit of murder, the spirit of suicide. We bind up the spirit of racism, the spirit of discord in the land, and we speak peace over this land right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to protect our children in the schools. Lord, we just pray for the White House, oh God. We pray, Father God, for the President of the United States, oh God, that you would give him wisdom. Lord, that you would rule and abide in the White House. We pray, Father God, just, Father God, just for, Father God, your divine providence, my God, to take over the land in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Continue to have your way on this prayer line. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministry.
Yes, God. We
pray for New Creation Christian Ministry. We pray for New Creation. We bind up the hand of the devil off of this church.
Yes.
We bind up the hand of the devil off of the prayer line. We bind up the hand of the devil off of Word Wednesday. We bind up the hand of the devil off of everything that comes out of Pastor in my loins, even as you have given us different ministries with the books and different things that you have called us to do. We bind up the hand of the devil off of each and every person who is connected to us in the name of Jesus.
Exactly.
And we speak victory over New Creation Christian Ministries and every person who's connected to this ministry in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 We cut off the tongue of every witch. We cut off the wag. We silence every wagging tongue of every witch, of every naysayer, of every hater, of every enemy. We silence every wagging tongue. We break every power of every spell, of every hex, of every curse.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we annihilate every word curse. In the name of Jesus, every demon on assignment against this assignment that you have given us in the earth realm, we cut them off in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we declare and decree that no weapon formed against us can prosper.
Yes,
in Jesus' mighty name.
The
Lord, continue to have your way. Bless your church. Let your will be done on earth as you have already ordained in heaven. And Lord, as we open the prayer lines, we give this prayer call to you.
Lord,
we give this church
name
to you, God. We pray for Jessica right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray peace over her life right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even as she's her and Kayla, I pray for Jessica and Kayla right now in the name of Jesus. Even if they're taking exams on this week, God, I pray for Jessica and Kayla that you would give them peace, that you will not allow them to be afraid or anxious. We bind up fear, we bind up anxiety, and we release your peace over these two young women. We pray for every young person that's taking finals and exams, every young person in school, and we speak peace over them. We bind up the hand of the enemy and the plan of the enemy. We speak success over their studies in Jesus' mighty name, in the name of Jesus, that they will succeed, that they will prosper, that they will succeed. They're winning. They are having victory in every area of their lives in the name of Jesus. So, our Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, O God, for a successful semester for Jessica, a successful semester for Kayla, a successful semester for all of our children, all of our young people who are in school, in college, in grammar school, in high school right now, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We thank God as Pastor pray for our leaders of this great nation. Pray for our college students and all of those young people who are going after their goals and their dreams. Even some of us older ones who are re-entering the workforce or getting innovative and trading, hallelujah, careers. Whatever it is God has you, whatever season he has you in, prayer is powerful, and prayer will prepare you for where you're going. We never have to settle. We never have to compromise, but we have to believe God. That's all we have to do. We see these hands raised. Are we going to take these callers? If you be have a praise report, a prayer request, if you press 1 on your phone device, we will see that hand and we will put you on the air and pray for you. Hallelujah, because we believe when two or more touch and agree, God hears us. So we see these hands raised. We're going to get to every caller tonight in the name of Jesus. Pastor, we're going to start taking callers. If you can take this first caller, we believe God is going to move tonight by faith. This first caller is the area code 908. God bless you this evening.
Good evening, everyone. This is Cece. I'm calling in asking for, I want general prayer, but I also wanted to ask for specific prayer for a really good friend of mine. She has developed lung cancer, and I had called her one day, and she just broke down on the phone crying to me and telling me that the doctor had told her that she has about 5 years to live. And I began praying with her and just telling her that God doesn't, that the doctor doesn't have the last say, so that God does, and to just try and be as positive as possible and to stay around positive praying people to help lift her. But I really feel bad for her because of the place that she is in mentally. I know it has to be scary for her, and I just want to make sure that prayer is that she's lifted up in prayer this evening. Her name is Cameo.
Amen. Amen.
What is her name?
Did you want to release her name?
Yes, her name is Cameo Rollins.
Cameo?
Cameo Rollins.
Cameo.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you tonight, God. You are worthy of our praise. We glorify your name, oh God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And God, right now, Lord, we lift up Cameo to you on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as Sister Cece said, the doctors do not have our expiration date, oh God. You know you have our days numbered, oh God, and you have given us a number of days, oh God, 70-plus years, oh God. And Lord, we pray, Father God, for Cameo, God. We lift her up, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray right now. You said you in your word that you sent your word and healed them, oh God. So we are sending your word to her right now, and we are speaking healing over her life, oh God. Lord, we have seen so many miracles on this prayer line, and Lord, she is obviously standing in the need of a miracle, God. So Lord, we release miracles to her home. We release miracles to her body. We release miracles even to her mindset, oh God. Lord, give her, Father God, the right people around her, oh God. Surround her with people of faith, oh God. People who will believe, people who will encourage, people who will speak life over her, oh God. And tonight, oh God, we speak life over Cameo in the name of Jesus. We declare that she shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We speak life over her. We speak long life over her beyond the 5 years, oh God, beyond 10 years, beyond 20 years, beyond 30 years. We speak life, oh God, over her right now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over her right now in this atmosphere, in the spiritual realm, oh God. We release the healing in the spirit realm right now in the name of Jesus for Cameo, oh God, from that lung cancer, oh God. Clear it up, oh God. We ask that you clear up every cell, every cancer cell. We ask that you make it dissipate and disappear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for miraculous wonders, oh God, that people will look upon her as they looked upon the man that was blind, that said, I was blind, but now I see. As they looked upon the woman with the issue of blood, as they looked upon, oh, hallelujah, so the man that was laying by the pool of Bethesda, and they wondered what happened. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are still a miracle worker, that you are still releasing miracles in the earth realm. Yes. So, Lord, we thank you for miracles for Cameo on tonight,
yes,
God. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle of healing. By the stripes of Christ, we declare her healed, my God, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood. We cover her with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for a supernatural turnaround. Amaze the doctors, oh God. Let them be befuddled. Or let them be amazed and Father God, just in awe at your work in Cameo's life. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we anticipate the praise report, God. And we thank you in advance in Jesus' mighty name. And, Lord, we lift them Cece on tonight, God,
Lord.
Even as she's come for prayer, God, even as she's brought her friend to the prayer line. We ask, Father God, right now that you will cover her, Father God, and touch her, Father God, that you will keep her, that you will, Father God, continue to strengthen her, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will give her continually that peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God, no matter what the journey is, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the journey that you have her on. We thank you, Lord, for victory in every single area of her life. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless her whole household,
yes,
oh
God.
My God. Lord, bless her daughters, bless her grandbabies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her household. We pray for provision, God. We pray for, Father God, supernatural resources to be released into her hands, oh God. We pray for success in everything that she endeavors to do, God. We pray, Father God, that you will continue, oh God, to direct her path, oh God, order her steps, oh God, give her divine wisdom, oh God, on which direction to take, what to do, God. I thank you, Lord, and we pray a supernatural release of supernatural blessings upon everything that her hands shall touch. Oh,
thank
glory.
You
said in your word that she delights herself in you. Oh, I feel God. As she meditates on your word day and night. As she, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, delights in your precepts and your laws, oh God, that you will allow everything that she touches to prosper. My God, that she will make her way prosperous as she meditates day and night, not allowing the word to depart out of her mouth, that she will make her way prosperous according to Joshua 1:8, and have good success. Oh, so Lord, we speak good success over her life. We touch and agree with her on tonight, God, for good success, for peace in her home, for success in everything that she endeavors, and for joy unspeakable. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Well, we decree and declare the word of the Lord. Amen. We speak life over every situation pertaining to Cameo in the name of Jesus. Just real quick, two verses from Jeremiah 33. It says this, Jeremiah 33:3. We want to get it into the atmosphere. Call unto me, and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. Verse 6 says, I will bring health and cure, and I will cure them. I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace. And we speak that over your friend tonight, that God will give a peace, bring that healing, and bring a cure in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Well,
God bless you. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to give her that book, and I'll just purchase me another one, Victory Over Cancer. Gonna give that to her.
Thank you.
And
yes, that book.
Yeah, so she can call
her
for the prayer line.
Well, praise God.
I
thank you. God's gonna bless you for sowing that book into her life. It's a book of encouragement. You know my testimony, and that book was wrote to encourage people, and I'm sure God's gonna minister to her through that book. Well, God bless
you. Thank you.
You
too. Thank you
so
much.
Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a healer. He's a healer.
Yes, he is
Amen.
A healer.
Hallelujah.
We have another caller. Callers, just be patient. We're coming to you. This is 984. God bless.
Hey, Pastor Anthony. This is Nichelle. I wanted to ask you guys for prayer. I don't have a special request. I just wanted general prayer tonight.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Let us lift that up before the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, hallelujah. According to your word,
hallelujah.
Before she was in her mother's womb, you knew her. You blessed her. And what God has blessed, nothing and no one can curse. Now, God, watch over this woman of God. Thank you that you're watching over her family. You're walking in the name of Jesus with her. You are upon her, and more than anything, you're on the inside of her. So, God, I thank you that she's in good company. Like the psalmist said in Psalm 1, everything her hand shall touch will prosper. Oh, glory.
Yes,
so,
Lord,
God, we thank you for the prosperity.
We
thank you for a greater power. We thank you in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give her peace in the middle of every situation. Now, God, the anointing that destroys every yoke, let her see with the spiritual discerning eye, glory be to God, everything she needs to see in this season.
Yes, Lord.
Because, God, you have opened doors that no one can shut.
Yes,
God, you have allowed her, in the name of Jesus, to walk circumspectly according to the call of God on her life. So bless her in the marketplace. Bless her in the ministry place. Bless her in her home. She'll be blessed coming in and blessed going out. I felt that right there, God. So, God, in the name of Jesus, you said it would be too big for her to receive. And we believe by faith that your prophetess is walking under an open heaven. Now, God, bind up any spirit. Bind up any adverse situation. Bind up any, oh, I feel God. You said our enemies will come one way and flee seven different ways. But right now, God, hallelujah.
Yes.
Help her to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes, Lord.
Help her to move forward, God,
yes,
into
God.
That destined place.
Yes, God.
You said all things. I'm going to say it again.
Mm.
You said all things will work for her good.
Yes, God.
And we're going to leave it right there and call it all good.
No,
in,
God.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And God says you're under the radar. Even as Pastor began to pray for you, God said that you are under the radar. And then I saw you like being sculpted. God's working on you in certain areas. There's some things that God, there's a work in progress. There is, not you are, but there is a work in progress. And even as God is continuing to work in certain areas of your life, I saw it's like a sculpture. And then God was even sculpting in certain areas of, he's doing some sculpting in your life. And then it's a big sheet that was taken off for an unveiling. God says there's going to be an unveiling.
Mm.
My God, there's going to be an unveiling. And people are really going to be surprised at what God is doing in your life, at the new you. And everything's new. I see a lot of newness around you. A lot of newness around you. A lot of growth. A lot of stuff. Just new growth. It's like new growth. Like when you get a haircut and then your hair, you get all this new growth and all this new growth.
Mm-hmm.
All of this new growth. I just see new growth like you've never seen before. God says, I'm doing some things in your life that I've never done before. And you're in a place. I heard him say, don't be anxious. Don't be anxious because you're in a strange place with God. You're in a place that you've never been before, and your faith is being tested. Your faith is being stretched. Amen. So God is stretching your faith, and he's blessing you also because of your faithfulness. So there's a work in progress in your life. So the little uncomfort, this comfort that you're feeling, that's not because something's necessarily wrong, but that's because God is doing something, some work in your life. He's doing something right underneath the radar, underneath the surface. Amen.
Amen.
And then this too, he's keeping it hidden even from you. So you don't even have a clue as to what God is doing in your life. Amen. He has you under the radar in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, God bless you. And just I'm going to let you go with this, but God says that you have sown much seed, and he says, look for growth.
Wow, wow, wow.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, start looking.
Exponential.
Start looking for growth.
Above and beyond.
Yeah, I've seen her sowing seeds over the years of being a believer.
Yes.
And God says, some fruit and some harvest is about to come to you.
My God.
Amen.
It's about that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
God be the glory.
It's about that time.
Expect it.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
It's about that time.
God bless you.
It's about that time.
Yeah, she's been faithful, and I've seen her sowing over the years. And God's about to give her a return.
God bless you. Amen.
Praise God. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We're taking another caller. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Area code 111.
God bless you. This is Barbara. How are you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca?
God bless you, Barbara.
Can you...
We're doing well.
We're doing great.
Awesome. I'm asking for prayer for a friend of mine to actually I do some work for her. She pays me. It's pretty much how I've been holding it together. I just got notice today that she's going to have surgery to have her thyroid gland removed. And she's the sole breadwinner for herself and her husband. And she's concerned, of course, about her health and how she's going to be able to pay the bills. And I'm one of those bills, to be frank. So for her health, for I'm believing God, she's been such a blessing to me. And I just got the news maybe an hour ago about this. So for her healing, for her strength, and also for me financially, that not only would I be able to be sustained, but to be able to continue being a blessing to my family.
Amen. What is her name?
Her name is Anita.
Anita?
Yeah.
Anita. Father God, we praise you. We thank you for Anita on tonight, God. We love you, Lord, and we worship your name. You are worthy, God. You are mighty, God. Hallelujah. You are awesome all by yourself, oh God, and nothing is impossible for you, oh Lord. And Lord, by your stripes, we declare Anita to be already healed, oh God, even as she goes in for this surgery, oh God, for her thyroid gland, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for success, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for speedy healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for total, as Pastor said, total success, oh God, and that by your stripes, she is already healed. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for the doctors. We thank you for the anesthesiologists, anesthesiologists. We thank you, Lord, for those who will administer the anesthesia. I can't get that word out tonight. We thank you, Lord, for those who will work in the operating room, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for those, Father God, who will be in recovery, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for a hedge of protection around Anita, even as she goes for surgery, oh God, hallelujah, and as she's coming out, hallelujah, with Father God, astounding results, oh God, that everything will go well, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over her even before she gets to the day of surgery, oh God. Let your angels be around her even in the operating room. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of fear, oh God. And Father God, even with Anita not being concerned about taking care of her family, God, we thank you, Lord, that she will be able to continue, God, to take care of her family, God, to provide for her household. You said you've never seen the righteous. You said in your word, we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their bread, nor their seed begging bread, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Anita and, Father God, the ability to continue, that she will have to continue to do what she has always done, and even the more so, oh God. And, Lord, we pray right now for Barbara, oh God. We pray for an increase in her life in every single area. While you were asking and talking about Anita being one of the ones that you work for, one of the ones that employs you and that pays you for your services, I saw Brooks and ravens, my God, in the name of Jesus, where God said, told the man of God, the prophet, to go over by the brook, and he provided for him by the brook, and when the brook he had the raven begin to bring the food in, and when the raven in the brook, what that time was up, he sent them to the widow of Zarephath. My God, brooks and ravens and widows and brooks and ravens and widows. And God says, I will provide and I will make a way out of what seems to be no way in the name of Jesus. And God said, there are many different revenues, sources of revenue that I want to bring your way, residual income and blessings. Lord, bless her books and bless everything that she touches, oh God, and let everything that she touches prospers, oh God. Let everything that she touches prosper, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. God says, I have given you favor with man, hallelujah, and I will bring the resources from the north, the south, the east, and the west, rivers, oh my God, rivers of resources, my God, coming in your direction. So Lord, we thank you for rivers of resources being poured into Barbara's direction. Let her cup overflow according to Psalm 23. Let her live in a saucer anointing. We speak a saucer anointing, an overflow anointing over her life right now.
Yes.
God, let her days of lack and counting every bill and looking to see how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to do that. Lord, bring her into overflow. Let those days be over, oh God. Let the she so much, oh God. Let her reap bountifully, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we speak bountiful blessings over her life. And Lord, we speak healing over Anita. And we thank you in advance, oh God, for your hand in this situation. God's hand, I see God's hand in this situation. I see God's hand. He says, I'm working. Romans 8:28, I'm working in the middle of every situation for your good. Let not your heart be troubled. Continue to trust and believe. I know you trust me, says the Lord. And God says, continue to trust me and believe. Hallelujah. I will continue to provide. I will continue to bring surplus. I will continue to take care of your every need. I am Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, your provider. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Oh, my God, I felt that thing. We praise you, oh God, that there will be no lack in Anita's life. There will be no lack in Barbara's life. And we thank you in advance. And we speak it by faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen.
Well, we believe our faith is already done. For you and Sister Anita, we believe, as it said in the Matthew chapter 6, hallelujah, he says, seek first kingdom, everything you need will be given to you.
Yes.
So we know you're not worried about tomorrow.
Yes.
God says to you finally that he's not just a resource, he is your source. He's not just a need a resource, he is
your
source.
Amen.
So he has given you many streams of income, many resources. But he is the source. Amen. So God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to say this. I know we're going to go. But it's like, I see it's like a mighty rushing rivers. And it's like the waters are coming. And people, you might try to cut it off in one direction. And the water comes through in another direction. That's what I see. Everywhere that the devil tries to cut off your resources, God's going to raise up a standard against him and have those resources come even double in many different directions. Hallelujah. In other words, can't nothing stop your flow.
All right.
Amen. Hallelujah. So keep believing, keep trusting, and keep watching God, because God's going to continue to do some wonderful things pertaining to you and your household.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Area code 678. God bless you. Gotta take them all. Area code 678.
He promised me he will deliver. He promised me he will deliver. And I believe he will deliver. Yes, I believe he will deliver. He promised me he's a provider. And he promised me he's a provider. And I believe he's a provider. Yes, I believe he's a provider. No other name I know that can deliver. In troubled time, he shows he can deliver. Wherever I need, I go to my provider. And if cash gets low, I just call on Jesus. He promised me He's a healer, healer, healer. He promised me He's a healer, healer, healer. And I believe that He's a healer, healer, healer. Yes, I believe that He's a healer, healer, healer. And He promised me He's my protector, protector, protector. And He promised me He's my protector, protector, protector. And I believe that He's a protector, protector, protector. Yes, I believe that He's a protector, protector, protector. So lay sickness at His feet, 'cause He's a healer. Diseases can't compete, 'cause He's a healer. When walking down the dangerous street, He's my protector. And if in trouble comes, I just call on Jesus, 'cause He promised me whatever, whatever, whatever. He promised me that whatever, whatever, whatever. And I believe whatever, whatever, whatever. Yes, I believe for whatever, whatever, whatever. He promised, promised me. He promised, promised me. And I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe.
Amen.
Yes, I believe,
amen.
I believe, I believe, I believe. 'Cause I call on Jesus. He promised, He promised, He promised, He promised, He promised, He promised, He promised. I believe in His promise. I believe in His promise. I believe in His promise. I believe I can call on Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, because He is my healer, my provider, my whatever, my protector. And I want to give thanks to God tonight, because even through trials and tribulation, He still gives me the strength and the peace. And I totally depend on Him and give it and leave it all in His hands. I just want to ask for prayers for Brother Jerome. He's going to the wilderness right now. I just would like some prayers for him that God will direct his steps.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just praise You. We thank You. We magnify Your name. You are worthy to be praised. We give You the glory, the honor, and the praise for who You are. Lord, we thank You tonight for Sister Maria. We thank You, Father God, for all that You're doing, and continue to strengthen her and keep her, oh God. Continue to walk with her, Father God. Continue, Father God, to keep a praise in her mouth and in her heart. And Lord, we pray for our brother Jerome on tonight, God, even in his wilderness, oh God. We snatch him up out of the hands of, Father God, any demonic spirits that have come against him in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of Satan, every demonic, evil assignment, attack that's coming against them. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. You said in Your word that no weapon formed against us can prosper, oh God, and that You took and annihilated the enemy and all of his
power on the cross. So we bind up Satan right now, and we loose, Father God, your angels. We loose your peace. We loose your blessings. We loose your hand. We loose your mindset. We loose, Father God, Jerome, to continue to walk circumspectly. We loose him, oh God, to continue to move, Father God, in relationship with you. We move, Father God, and pray on his behalf, oh God, for every attack of the enemy to be cast down in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to undergird him. Continue to speak to him. Continue to guide him. Continue, even God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Continue, Father God, to just lead and direct him in the path where he should go. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for victory over Jerome's life, oh God. And we declare victory over his life tonight, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We believe by faith, hallelujah, that God has him in the center of his will.
Yes.
No weapon against that man of God will prosper. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we thank God that God, the blessings of the Lord are rich and add no sorrow to his life. And the devil is a liar. The devil
is
a liar. So, amen. So, brother, the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
He know the voice of God.
Yes.
He is a sheep to the kingdom of God. He is a part of the body of Christ, and God has him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
To God be the
glory.
Amen.
God be all the
God
glory,
bless.
Lord Jesus. Thank you.
God be all
you,
the glory.
God bless
all
you.
The glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's
thank
already,
you. Thank you.
Amen. He's already victorious.
Yeah.
Amen. And we go through that wilderness, but he's coming out. I do see
thank
there
you,
is
Lord.
Light at the end of that wilderness experience. He is coming out. And he's coming out
thank
stronger
you,
and better than he did when he
yes,
went in.
Jesus.
So we declare and decree
you.
That over his life right now. In Jesus'
declare
name, I see him stumbling
life,
through, but
Jesus
I see
name.
Him coming towards the light. In Jesus'
yes,
name,
Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you both.
God
thank
bless
you.
You.
God bless.
God bless you both.
Amen.
Thank
and
you.
Keep singing that song. Amen.
I believe, I believe, I believe.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Okay.
Praise
God bless
God.
You. Have a
you.
Good night. Oh, we love
you
too. You
too. Amen. Praise. He's still singing. He promised me. God will keep his promises. Amen. Area code 908. God bless you.
God bless you too. Hello, Deja. I'm calling for prayer
you,
for faith and direction and continue prayer for my daughter Zara.
Amen. To God be the glory, Deja. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for
yes.
Zara in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
thank you
Woo.
That the hand of the Lord is on that little life.
Yes,
we thank you that your angels are watching over her. We thank you for this mom and his dad, this family, God, in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Your blood being over the entire family.
You.
Your mercy and your grace being sufficient for the entire family. Now, God, encourage this young lady's heart. I thank you that her future is bright.
Yes.
It is promising. I thank you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that she will find much success. I thank you, glory be to God, that the abundance and the achievements and the accomplishments, believing you, God, hallelujah, for the impossible.
Yes,
so God, minister to her mind, her
yes,
heart,
God.
And her spirit.
Yes,
encourage
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
thank
Father God, those around her. I thank you, hallelujah. For positive outcomes as she move forward by faith. I thank you that you're opening doors that remain open. I thank you for her mom and her sisters and, Father God, those who she loved.
Yes, Lord.
That you would, hallelujah, allow her to be the light and the salt that you called
yes,
her to
God.
Be.
Yes,
now, God, glory to your name.
Yes.
Bless
yes,
her
God.
Indeed.
Yes, God.
Enlarge her territory.
Yes,
give her every resource that she needs. Give her all the things that she needs in this season. I thank you for the love of God that's on her life. The people around her will love on her in the name of Jesus. When she get weary, Lord, let her lean on your strength. When she feels weak or discouraged, the devil is a liar. Our strength is in the Lord. So, Lord, let the joy of the Lord always be her strength on today. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you will regulate her thoughts. I thank you the words that she speak will have authority. The words that she decree and declare, she will see demonstration. Oh, I feel God right there. She will see demonstration of God's hand moving in her life. So, God, bless her. God, keep her. God, cover her. Lord, protect her and watch over little Zara in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you that goodness and mercy are following her.
Yes, Lord.
That the favor of God is on her all the days of her young life.
Thank you, Lord.
So, God, we praise you.
Yes,
oh,
God.
I feel you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you for the demonstration.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And the manifestation that she's been experiencing. So, God, help her to trust in you with all her heart.
Yes, Lord.
Lean not into her own understanding.
Yes, God. Thank you.
All her ways acknowledge you.
Yes, God.
You will show her the way to go.
Yes, God.
And that's what I hear God say, and trust me.
Yes.
Trust me in a hard place. Trust me in this season.
My God.
Trust me when you come in and when you go out.
Yes, God.
God is with you. And he's just simply saying, if he be for you, there is nothing or no one that can stand against you.
Yes.
So God is with you, and you will prevail in every area of life. So you've already been declared a winner. You've already had the victory, and you're going to continue to win. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. And then I see you stepping up. I see you stepping up higher. It's like you're going up a step, accelerating upstairs, and you're going higher. God says he's taking you higher. He's taking you higher. And even as Pastor was praying, God said, seek his face. He said, tell her to seek my face like never before. I release miracles in her life because there's a great plan that I have for her. And there's some things, some hard things. You're in a hard place. It's like you're between a rock and a hard place, and you have some decisions to make. And God says, continue to seek my face. And like Pastor said, I'm going to direct your path. As you seek my face, as you pray to me, he's going to accelerate. He's going to increase your prayer life. As you pray to me, God says, I'm going to reveal myself to you, and I'm going to open up the heavens and show you the plan that I have for your life. It's a marvelous plan that God has for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. But he's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you higher. He's taking you higher. And it starts with you just beginning to seek him like never before, to pray like never before, to praise like never before. Amen. And God's going to reveal some marvelous things to you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. Kiss my baby for me. I know she's getting big. Zara is a miracle.
Yes.
And we continue to pray for her. And we just thank God for her life. In the name of Jesus. Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
You're
welcome. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Area code 832. Oh, good evening, Pastors Rebecca and Anthony. This is Elaine. I was calling for prayer for healing and strength to my body.
God bless you, Elaine. God bless you.
God bless you.
Good to hear from you. Amen. Let us pray.
Father, we thank you for your divine healing.
Yes,
your
God.
Supernatural,
thank
Father
you,
God, in the name of
Lord,
Jesus. Your supernatural work, the invisible
yes,
work
God.
Of Almighty
thank
God,
you,
being downloaded into your daughter's life
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We bind up anything that's not of God in the name
my
of Jesus.
God.
We speak wellness.
Glory.
We
Glory.
Speak wholeness.
Glory.
We speak total restoration
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, allow her body to respond. Glory
my
be to God,
God,
to the Spirit of the living God that dwells on the inside of her
Jesus.
As she decreed and declared over her own
my
life.
God.
Hallelujah. So, God, I thank you for total healing.
Healing. Totally.
Wounded for our transgressions. Jesus, you were bruised for our iniquities.
Jesus.
The chastisement of our faith was upon you. Our peace was upon you.
Yes.
And by the stripes of Jesus, she is healed.
Mama,
amen.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you now for victory. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life.
Yes, God.
From the top of her head to the soles of her feet.
Yes, God.
We believe right now it's already done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Full capacity, full use of every organ, every vital sign being regulated in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. And we thank you, Lord, glory. As she walk in full strength,
yes.
As she gets back to her normal life,
yes.
As she, in the name of Jesus, allow the Spirit of the living God to raise her up, even in this season.
That's it, Pastor. That's it.
Oh, we read it earlier.
Yeah.
It said the sick shall recover, and they will be raised up.
Jesus.
And I see God raising
you
above some things.
That's what I saw, Pastor.
Yeah.
Restoration.
Even sickness trying to keep you down for a season.
Yes.
That simply means he makes us lie down near green pasture.
Yes.
God needed you to rest
That's
for a little
it.
While.
My God.
See, because you're diligent. You're
My
determined.
God. My God.
You're diligent. You're determined. You're focused.
God.
And God says, yes, you're going to rest. You're going to enter into my rest. But when you get back, by the time you get back on your feet, whether it's the marketplace or the ministry, you're coming back new.
My God.
You're coming back new. Watch this. You're coming back new and improved.
Oh.
Hallelujah. But you know how they upgrade. They upgrade the make and models of these cars and these technological devices we have. God says you're coming back with an upgrade.
My God.
Hallelujah. So,
thank
you,
Lord.
You ain't coming back the same.
Hallelujah.
You're not coming back to the ministry or the marketplace the same.
Yes, Lord.
It's going to be a different Elaine. You're going to look the same in the mirror,
Jesus.
But you're going to be a different person when you get back to your normal life. Amen?
I concur. I concur. The same thing you spoke, God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I concur. Amen.
It's a supernatural change.
Amen.
It's supernatural.
Yes.
Can't explain it.
Yes,
we can't figure it out. Yeah.
He's restoring. God is restoring. He's restoring. Everything that the cankerworm stole, the palmer worm, the locusts have eaten up, God's restoring. He's restoring. New and improved. It's coming back better than it ever was before. Everything that you poured out, everything that you sacrificed, God is restoring. You don't grow weary. Don't grow weary in well-doing. That's what this a part of this sickness is about, this thing that hits your body, is weariness. And I speak strength to your body right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God is raising you up. My God, he's raising you up after a period of rest. He's restoring your soul. He's restoring your soul in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, God,
God
bless you. Amen.
Amen.
And get your time of rest, because when you come back, that's it. Many blessings are going to start to overflow and invade your life.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you both.
God bless.
Thank you. Amen. Our last call.
Blessing to the body of Christ. This is our final caller tonight. God bless Pastor Jamal. Hallelujah.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
God for the Holy Ghost fire. Thank
God.
Yes, thank
God. Pastor.
Thank God.
Bless.
Thank God. Well, praise God.
Jesus.
Praise God. Bless both of my spiritual pastors. My spiritual father and my spiritual mother, which I know y'all already know that God has chose y'all to be spiritual mothers and fathers to many. And I asked
Amen.
The Lord last
Amen.
Week, why did he consider you and Pastor Rebecca patriarchs and matriarchs? Because I know where there's every man availer, there's a virtuous lady of the Lord. And I thank God for allowing y'all to be spiritual mothers and fathers for the many. And God is saying that because y'all have been faithful with small things, he's going to bless y'all with many. He's increasing y'all ministry. Pastor Rebecca, you and Pastor Anthony, I know you write books, Pastor Rebecca, but Pastor Anthony, I don't know if God has put it in your heart, but he wants you to write a book for his male servants, for men. He wants
uh-oh.
You to write a book for
uh-oh.
The men. He wants you to write a book for the men. And like I said
Jesus.
Last week, God has chosen, he has already chose places in third world countries for you and Pastor Rebecca to go, because y'all have put y'all hand to the plow and y'all haven't looked back. God has given y'all a special anointing for y'all family members. They look forward to calling y'all for prayer and supplication. And I look forward to calling y'all for prayer also, because everything God allows y'all to speak, I know y'all hearing in the supernatural. And I thank God for y'all seeing in the supernatural and speaking things into our life. And when we receive what God has given y'all and take it in faith, God's manifestation will intervene in the natural, because God is all supernatural. And that's why he allows y'all to see into the supernatural realms and allow y'all to hear in the supernatural. Because y'all are connected to him, he's going to continue to move mighty with the both of you. Like I said, he's enhancing y'all territory. God has places in third world countries that he's going to carry the both of you, because y'all have been faithful with small things. He's going to bless y'all with many. Because y'all delight yourselves in the Lord, he's going to give you all the desires of your heart, just like Psalm 37 and 4. And I thank God for New Creation Christian Ministry. And I just want to pray and ask God to lift, let me be the one that helped lift up y'all arms, because I know this walk as a pastor is not easy. And I know a lot of times y'all want to throw in the towel. But what God has implanted y'all with, y'all can't quit. Y'all can't quit. Y'all like Jeremiah, like fire, shut up in y'all bones. Pastor Rebecca, I don't know if you was on Word Wednesday last week, but your husband, God allowed him to catch a fire with that word. He got loose tonight. And I just thank God for allowing me to be a part of what he's using y'all to do. Because y'all life is a mirror for me and my wife's life. And I just thank God for the both of y'all, because y'all are so faithful. Because y'all do exactly what the Holy Spirit directs y'all to do. Lead God's people to Christ. And I thank God for allowing y'all to teach us the incorruptible seed, the true and living word of God. Y'all are preaching and teaching. No religious strands. It's all Holy Ghost inspired. And that's why the power is in the word that you teach, because the Holy Spirit is ministering that word through the both of you. And Pastor Rebecca, like I said, God uses you. You're not just in the, you don't have a prophetic spirit. You're in the office of a prophetess, as well as Pastor Anthony. Like I said, God has built you as a strong man for this kingdom, a strong man for this end time that he's using you mightily in. Because I know Paul wrote in Galatians about the resurrection power of Christ being in his life. He had to go through trials and tribulation to understand and realize that resurrection power in his life, just like you have been through some trials and tribulation. God delivered you from stage 2 cancer. So therefore, I know you experienced and know the resurrection power of Christ in your life, and you too, Pastor Rebecca. God taking you from welfare to Wall Street. What a testimony.
Come on.
God taking you from welfare to Wall Street, because you wasn't going to settle for nothing less. You was just like Jacob. You was just like Jacob. You wrestled with it. You wasn't going to let God go without you his best. And he's going to continue
to give
you his best, because you don't want just some of it. You want all of what he has for you. And you're not going to settle for nothing less. And I thank God for using y'all mightily on this prayer line. And I thank God for just allowing me to have an attentive ear to everything God released through y'all. Because there's power in that word when he release it. Because the Holy Spirit is ministering it through the both of y'all as one. And I know God has places bigger than you and Pastor Anthony that he's taking y'all to. He's already prepared the harvest. There's already people waiting on the both of y'all in third world countries, for their life to be redeemed with the Spirit of God dwelling in the both of you. And like I said, Pastor Anthony, the book that you wrote about cancer was a mighty move of God. But it's going to be a book that he's going to allow you to write for the men's servant, for the male servant, because there's so many people that don't know a father in the spirit or in the natural. So God is going to use you to write this book, and it's going to benefit a lot of the male servants. And I thank God for the both of you. And I thank God for New Creation Christian Ministry. And y'all continue to pray for my wife and I, as we just, we're bathed in this walking in this church, as far as him chose us as leaders. But this church that he started with us is non-traditional. It's for the people that are broken, the people that have experienced church hurt that don't serve God because of it. But think about it. All of us have been church hurt once upon a time in our life. And we just want that agape of God's love in our heart to let him minister to those broken people, because we chose the broken road. And I just want God to use us like he used y'all. I just want God to mimic our ministry the way he has matured your ministry. And I just thank God for using y'all mightily. Each and every time y'all open y'all mouth, y'all open with power. Y'all speak words of faith. Y'all speak and pray for people
Amen.
As it's already done. The prayer that
yeah.
you release for people,
Amen.
Y'all are praying in faith. Through God's faith, y'all know it's already done. They got the victory.
Amen.
That's the way y'all pray and preach. That's the way y'all teach. The victory is already,
yeah.
we already received the victory. Whatever we need,
God's
grace is already in there. And I just thank God
Jesus.
For giving me an opportunity. I ain't going to prolong the time. And I just thank God for y'all allowing me to just come on the prayer line and just share. And I just thank God for using y'all mightily. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Pastor, you're so on point as usual.
Yes.
We thank you that you're tapped into the heart and mind of
God.
Hallelujah. I received that. God's been dealing with me about the men.
Yes.
Glory be to God
yes.
prophetically.
Yes.
And I believe that father mantle, that son mantle, that male mantle, amen, that Christian, hallelujah, glory be to God, mantle that's on my life, as you said, it needs not just to be modeled, but hallelujah, it is called the fatherless generation for a reason.
Yes.
And I received that, sir,
yes.
that I'm on assignment
yes. Yes.
to pour into men.
Yes.
It's nothing
yes.
against the women and the ladies, but I do have enough, glory be to God, encounters with God and experience that God wants me to pin that. So thank
Amen.
You for that.
Amen.
So let us pray. Father, I
Amen.
Thank you for this
Amen.
Pastor. I thank you for his
yes.
wife.
Yes,
thank
God.
You for Cloud Nine Church.
Yes,
Lord, send a multitude, those who are broken, those who are hurt,
yes,
those
God.
Who are backslidden, those who, in the name of Jesus, Father God, who find themselves misplaced,
Amen.
Disenfranchised. The devil is a liar. They may be the lost sheep right
yes,
now,
Lord.
But God, they will find a place
yes,
at Cloud Nine
God.
Ministry.
God.
So we thank you for this pastor. So we thank you for Pastor Gail. We thank you
yes.
as a team, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will have the resources that you got in the name of Jesus will use them mightily to speak into the lives of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, draw them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, give them wisdom. Give them insight. Give them discernment and knowledge, Lord God, how to instruct the church, how to, Father God, in the name of Jesus, build the church, how to establish the church in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you, hallelujah, that the people are coming, the resources are coming, that the manifold blessings and the angelic hosts are watching over this work that you have birthed in the name of Jesus. Now God, protect their marriage, protect their careers, protect in the name of Jesus their children and their grandchildren. We bind up the spirit of retaliation. We bind up any Antichrist spirit that's trying to come against this work in the name of Jesus. God, you said the gates of hell may come, but they will not prevail against your church. So I thank you for covering. I thank you in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
that you're watching over this pastor.
Yes,
you're going to send him men. You're going to send him
yes,
sons.
Lord.
You're going to send them daughters in the name of Jesus. So God, do it. You said, let's not build a house. They labor in vain. So God, I thank you that they submitted to you. I thank you that they've surrendered all to you. I thank you, God, that you're the watchman over that work in the name of Jesus. Now, God, strengthen his hands. Strengthen his heart. Strengthen his mind. Let him be steadfast and unmovable.
Yes, Lord.
Let him become unshakable.
Yes, God.
Let him, in the name of Jesus, become established in that community.
Yes, Lord.
So, God, give him favor with the community.
Yes, God.
Give him favor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. With those, God, that will impact that place.
Yes, God.
Wherever the church resides, when he steps in, the anointing steps in.
Amen.
So I thank you, God.
Jesus.
And
thank
I bless you
Jesus.
For their marriage. Thank you for his walk and his witness. In the name of Jesus.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
I see God's hand all over your church.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I see God already stirring the hearts of the people that will come
yes,
and be faithful.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
He's not just going to send anybody. He's going to send faithful people.
Yes.
Amen.
You and your wife have
Amen.
Been faithful.
Yes.
You and
Amen.
Your wife have been faithful.
Yes, God.
And God says, I'm faithful to those who have been faithful to me.
Yes, God.
So
Amen.
Whatever the enemy tries to counsel with, God has already outsmarted him. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is prophecy being fulfilled. Even as Pastor was praying, I recall, wow, years ago that God, when your wife, Pastor Gail, was on the line, how God prophesied that he was going to use both of you mightily for his kingdom. And who knew what God had in store? But God knew what he had in store since the very beginning when he connected us in the spirit realm. And there's an oil that's flowing. I see oil tilted in your direction. God's oil is being poured out on you and your wife for this next dispensation, for this promotion in the spirit realm. God says, because of your faithfulness, you have been promoted in the spirit realm, and God is installing you. He's already installed you even before a service, even before an installation service. God has already ordained you. He has installed you and your wife as pastors of Cloud Nine International Ministries. And God says it will be, it is an international ministry. Hallelujah, because they are coming, all races, all nationalities, different nationalities, different ages, men, women, boys, girls. You will be changing lives. Yes, one life at a time. Amen. Do not despise small beginnings, because even the small beginnings are big beginnings. And God says, I'm doing the mighty work. He said, even the small beginnings are big beginnings. And I'm doing the mighty work because I know the ending from the beginning. So watch God. Just stay faithful. God says, stay faithful. Faithful. Watch me move. I'm moving already. I'm moving. Watch me move. Watch me manifest. Watch me move. Watch me manifest miraculous wonders in your midst, my God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. The oil is pouring. The oil is already being poured out, and it's flowing down Aaron's beard, and it's already been anointed for this, my God. Hallelujah. And the oil has already been activated for this assignment that you and your wife are on right now. To God be the glory for what he's doing in Pastor Emily in my life. To God be the glory that you would want to model your church after new creation. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, and we are here for you. Anything you guys need, you have my number, pastor's number. We'll get you that. What you need, we're here for you guys. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Pastor. Get back. God bless you, sir. Well, praise God. Praise God. I'm already blessed. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for the rain and the logos being released tonight. Bless them mightily as you already promised them, Father. Woo, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm connected. Amen. It's on now. The devil's going to watch out.
Yes.
Amen.
Love you, sir.
Love you, sir.
God bless. Love you.
God bless you, son. Shall our daughter be said, God bless her. We'll talk to you soon.
God be the glory.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Thank God. That's our final caller, I believe, Pastor Jamal, Pastor Gail, in the name of Jesus. Yes, she had to go.
Okay. God bless you. Amen.
God bless everyone.
God bless you. Please do so. We thank you for all who have sown. We see you have been sowing. We receive your seed. May God bless your seed. We're praying for multiplication upon every seed. When it comes in, we pray, God, to multiply you in your finances for every seed sown. Please sow tonight. Sow tonight. Go over to nccmonline.org and sow that seed. Amen. Sow your seed, any amount to bless the ministry and to continue to let this ministry go forth. Amen. So God bless you. Good night. We're not even going to play a song. We're going to go. Word Wednesday is tomorrow night at New Creation Christian Ministries on location. We will still be live, but we also will be at the church tomorrow 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, at 7:30. God said, go back into the building. Take possession of the territory. Amen. And that's a lesson for a word for somebody. Take possession of the territory that God has assigned to you. Word Wednesdays in the church, in the sanctuary tomorrow. And also, we will be right here at Blog Talk Radio on 646-652-4832. No song tonight. God bless you. Go on over to our website and sow your seed. And we'll see some of you on Word Wednesday and others we will see on Sunday. God bless you. Bring a friend to church. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Good night, everybody.